Thank you for downloading today's podcast from Pastor Cheryl Brady. We pray that you'll be blessed, renewed, and revived by this powerful message.
So surely you have already thought all these things through. I mean, I've waited my whole life, God, and I trust you. And if you say it's time, well, then it really must be time for me. Excitement is building in his heart. God, wherever she is, I'll find her, because I understand when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So I will find her. I will find that woman. I will turn the church upside down until I find that woman that you have got for me. And God says, she's not in the church. She's on the mission field. Are you kidding me? You have given me a missionary. God, I will go. I will turn the mission field upside down. No. She's not on the mission field either. Your wife is going to be at the corner of 3rd and 5th Street downtown. Please pray for my ears, because I think that I didn't hear. Did you say my wife was going to be at the corner of 3rd and 5th? Are you serious? What would my wife be doing at the corner of 3rd and 5th? People don't marry people like that. Why? Well, let's just go for a ride. I'll show you. Her? You have got to be kidding me. I have waited my whole life and kept myself holy and pure for her. God, I'm telling you, people don't marry people like that. Who marries that? What are my friends going to say? I can just hear my ministry peers right now. My brothers and my sisters. They are going to flip out. What are they going to say? I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, what in the world? God, that is not first lady material right there. I don't care what kind of designer you get her and what kind of big hats that we get her. That is not first lady material. That is not leadership material. How can somebody like that lead the women's ministry? The fact that he married her, that's not so surprising, because that was obedience and he was a prophet. But the fact that he loved her, that's what messes my mind up. He loved somebody that he would have never imagined that he would love. He fell in love, head over heels in love with somebody that he would have never dreamed about, and somebody he would have never thought about, somebody that he would have never expected to love. I mean, he fell in love. Well, she's got a bad reputation, but you know what? I really love her. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, that's her. She's got a past. But I love her. I know she's made a terrible career choice, but I love her. She's been around a lot, but I love her. Yes, yeah, hey, look, I know she lacks character. She lacks integrity. She's got a bad name, but I'm going to marry her. And maybe if I marry her and give her my name, that maybe, just maybe, this will bring about the change in her life. I want to give her my name. I'm going to take away her old name, and I'm going to give her my name. And maybe if I can do that, she will change. And then over time, eventually, people will see that if they look closer, she's really a changed woman. Let me tell you something, though. The truth of the matter is, you don't just grow up overnight and make a decision. Yes, I'm going to. My choice of career is, I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a program manager. I'm going to be all kinds of things. I think I'm going to be a prostitute. Yep, that's it right there. That's for me. You don't wake up and make a decision like that. Something has happened along the way. Maybe more than one something has happened along the way. Gomer has been through so much. She'd been handled by so many. She had been abused. She had been exploited. She had been manhandled. She had been violated. She had been broken. No one ever really cared for her. No one ever really loved her. It's always been about what she could do, never about who she was. And there's no denying that she has had a pretty bad past. But if God brought her into my life, then that means he must want to use me to give her a much better future. I mean, they say real ministry begins at home. So maybe I can help her. Maybe I could take her shopping and buy her some new clothes. Maybe I can just get her hair done. And maybe I'll send her to one of those day spas. You know, those day spas where you go in and you get a facial. You get done up from head to toe. You get your face done. You get your manicure. You get your pedicure. You get those hot. Let me find out in the phone book if they have a place where you can get those hot stone massages. Maybe if I just take her and treat her like a lady, maybe she will become the lady that I believe that she ought to be. Maybe I should just give her an extreme life makeover. Lift her spirits. Build her self-esteem. Restore to her what's been lost. Repair her in the broken places of her heart. Maybe if I just love her on another level. Maybe just getting her off the streets. That's gonna help right there. If I just get her off the streets and I stabilize her and I put her in a better environment and I light some candles and I make it peaceful around the house. If I just build, maybe take the time and build a real relationship with who she is and not with just what she does. Maybe if I treat her gentle and maybe if I talk to her kindly, maybe if I do that and I show her genuine love. Maybe she's never had anybody to believe in her. Maybe nobody has ever told her you're beautiful and you can make it and you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. You are blessed. And maybe if she just knew that I cared about her and I cared about her heart. Maybe if she knew that I really wanted what was best for her, then I might just be able to love her into a different lifestyle. Her name, it's Gomer, and it means complete. And yet she's never completely been complete. She's always been broken. She's always been shattered, and she's always been fragmented. Miss Complete. What an oxymoron. But wait a minute now. My name is Hosea, and my name means salvation. My name means deliverance. So therefore, deliverance is coming to completely deliver somebody who was never, ever completely complete. And he loved her. He loved her. And his love was so real that it enabled him to endure things that he said he would never endure. You know, a real love will make you endure things you never thought you had the ability to endure. A real love will make you go through things you said you would never go through. It'll make you take things that you said, I will never take that. It will make you accept things. It will make you put up with things. It will make you put up with things that you said, I'm telling you right now, you will never do me like that. But he did it because he really loved her, and he put up with all kinds of stuff, and he took her in just like she was because he loved her on another level. Look at somebody on your right and left and tell them love made him do it. It was love that made him. A songwriter would come along a little later and say, all the things we do for love. He provided for her mentally. He provided emotionally, physically, spiritually. It was challenging, but his love was up to the challenge. He wanted to help her more than anything. He wanted to restore her. He wanted to lead her. He wanted things to change in her life. And so whenever you're a prophet and you've got somebody that you love and you want things to change in their life, where do you take them? You take them to church. So he took her to church. He taught her how to sing. No, you go to the second stanza right here. He taught her how to read the Bible. For in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. He taught her to praise. Okay, listen, there's something great that happens when you praise God, baby. I don't care what you've done, it doesn't matter. If you can ever get to the point where you can give him thanks in all things, not when you get out of them, not when it's all over and it's behind you, but in the middle of those things, if you would just be able to give him thanks. Oh, he taught her. Just clap your hands, baby, and give him praise right now. Just praise him. If you'll praise him, Goma, he will come to where you are. He will come and see about you, and he will help you fix the things that you cannot fix about yourself. He taught her how to dress up, how to fix up all of the stuff on the outside. But see, the real struggle is happening on the inside. Because though she was in the church, she wasn't who everybody thought she was. So she was struggling, trying to become what everybody thought she should become. She's trying, praise the Lord. Hi. Yes, grace and peace. Oh, God bless you. I love your outfit. It's wonderful. She tried. Hosea said, clap. So I'm going to clap. She clapped till her hands got tired of clapping. But she wanted it to work. Have you ever really just wanted something to work? She wanted her life to be different. She wanted to change. She wanted so badly to live up to Hosea and everybody else's expectations. But the reality is that she was struggling and she was restless and she was unsettled. And eventually her restlessness and her unsettledness led her out of the house and back into the streets where she had come from, because she said, I just can't take it anymore. And every time that she would leave the house at night, she would stay gone a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and Hosea would take care of the children. He would cook for them. He would clean. He would cradle them. He would even help care for babies that didn't look like him. Smile at me. Let me see your smile. You cute, but ain't none of me and you. Truth of the matter is, they weren't his children. For the Bible says that they were the children of her wandering. And yet he covered her. He covered them babies. He took care of her mistakes. Ooh. He took care of her misjudgments. He took care of the poor choices that she had made in life. Oh, but he was nobody's fool. Don't ever think that Hosea was a fool. He chose to feed children that did not look like him. You know why? Because they were hungry. He chose to give them something to drink because they were thirsty. He chose to love them in spite of the fact that they were not his, because Hosea has always been good at loving people on another level. Can I tell you today that when you can love even though it's unfair, and when you can love when it's unreasonable, and when you can still love when it's unjustifiable, that is love on another level. So Sister Complete has left the house without Brother Deliverance. And this time, she's in trouble. Touch somebody and tell them, stay in the house, stay in the house. Stay in the house. Stay in the house. Gomer was not just unfaithful. She wallowed in immorality. She immersed herself. She indulged herself in it. She reeled and she rolled and she rocked. She ravished her immoral lifestyle. She sold her body for the lust of the eye and the pride of life, because she coveted wealth and she coveted riches. And she really thought, there's nothing that Hosea has to offer that would ever be good enough for me and my wandering eye. Hosea is a broken man. His home is torn apart. His heart has been crushed. Everything that he has gone through has broken him. And the greatest love story that had ever been told began to unravel. I love you, baby. Good night. Get up under that cover. Why you always gotta wait to bedtime to ask for something to drink? I'll get it, hold on. And a snack, we just had a snack. No, here's a drink. If you wet this bed, I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because your mama's not here to clean this up. But I want you to know one thing. I'm here and I love you and I'm gonna always be there for you. Now go to sleep. He puts the babies to bed. He walks out of the house. He says, God, where in the world is she? She's normally home by now. I mean, normally she's home by now. She's really never been gone this long. She's never been gone this late. I'm starting to worry about her. God, I mean, surely you don't think, you don't, surely you just don't think. No, of course not. She would never, she would do that. He was anxious. He was nervous. He was scared. But he went looking for her, because that's what love does. He didn't want to believe that she could be back full in the full throes of what she used to do. Surely she couldn't be at the places she used to be at. No, but he said, I'm going to look anyway. Have you ever just knew that you had to look, but you didn't want to look? Have you ever just looked with one eye? He went looking. He was nervous, but he looked anyway. He was scared, but he looked anyway. While he is looking, all of a sudden he hears this noise from behind him. He listens closely. What is that? That's just an auction. It's an auction going on down there. Maybe I should go down there. Surely she wouldn't be at the auction, but there's a pretty big crowd, so maybe she'll be in the crowd somewhere. I'm going to go down there. It's you know, they normally just have auctions and auction off old pottery and things that have been broken and fixed. They every now and then they'll offer auction off a few slaves. I'm sure that she's not there, but I'm going to go look for her anyway. And he's looking. He's looking here, he's looking there, he's looking through the crowds, he is looking everywhere for Gomer, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for the eyes of the Lord go to and fro on the face of the earth. Look at somebody next to you and tell them he's looking for you. It is you that he's looking for. God is looking for you. He left heaven to search, to seek, to find, and to save that which was lost. Where is Gomer? Walking into the market. Looking through the crowd, he happens to glance up to the auction block. Oh! Oh my God! Is that? Excuse me. Is that? That's Comer. My God, I hardly recognize her. Why is the dirt all over her face? What has happened to Comer? Why is she crying? Why are the tears running down her face? Why does she look like that? Where is her other shoe? I bought her shoes. I paid for those shoes. Why is her dress ripped? How in the world has my wife ended up on the auction block? Stop the bidding. Stop. She is not a slave. No, she is not a slave. That woman right there is my wife. Why are you touching her like that? Why are you ripping her clothes? I don't know where she's been, and I don't know what she's been through, but I want her back. I want her back. She's a mess, but I want her back. She's wounded, but I want her back. She's hurting, but I want her. She's broken, but I want her. She's been beaten, but I want her back. She's mine, and I should never have to buy back what is already mine. But I guess that's what redemption is all about. I'm coming, Goma. Don't worry, baby. I got you, okay? I know you messed up, but I want you to know I got you. I'm not going to leave till I get you out of here. Hold on, Goma. No, don't be afraid. Don't cry another tear. I'm here now. It's going to be all right. Whatever the price is, I will pay it. Don't panic, because I'll never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I'm coming to where you are. I am coming after you. Woo! I don't know about you, but that sounds like salvation to me. Because when I couldn't come to him, he came too. For me, when I couldn't find him, he found me. When I couldn't get out of what I was in, he came and he got me out. When I couldn't afford the price of redemption, he climbed on a cross. He was pierced in his side. He had nails in his hands, nails in his feet, and he paid the price for me. He paid a debt that he did not owe. I owed a debt that I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. And he said, Gomer, Cheryl, I mean, Joby, Tamika, whatever your name is, he said, I know you were unfaithful. And I know you broke our covenant. I know you've been deceitful. But let me tell you something. I love you anyway. Oh, and can I just tell you right here? That's what makes a worshiper a worshiper. Because when you know that he knows everything that there is to know about you, but he loves you anyway, that is what makes you worship him. When he knows how low you can go, when he knows how deep your disgraces are, and yet he's willing to reach all the way down and pull you out of stuff. Pull on somebody for me and tell them that's what God will do for you. Come on, pull on him, pull on him. Tell him that's what he'll do for you. When you are in and you cannot get out, he will pull you out. When you are trapped, when you are stuck, when you're entangled, when you're ensnared, he will lift you out. Love lifted me. I said love lifted me. When nothing else could help, his love, real love. Thank you. lifted me. Real love is patient. Love is kind. Real love is a package deal because it bears all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. And it believes all things. That's what real love will do. Gomer, where in the world have you been? Never mind. I know you messed up. I know you failed, and I know you made mistakes. But you can make a mistake, honey, and not be a mistake. I know you slipped. I know you did the wrong thing, made the wrong choice. You made a very poor decision. But I don't know if I ever told you about this about me. My name is Deliverance. My name is Salvation. And so I am here to ultimately deliver you. I will call you miscomplete until you become everything that I have seen you to be. Woo! I will call you miscomplete until everything about your life changes. And let me tell you something, girl. I want you to know I ain't no fool. I know all them babies up at the house. I know they ain't mine. People made fun of me. They were ashamed. You, girl, you know, you drug my name through so much dirt. You humiliated me. You broke my trust. You failed me. You stepped out on me. You cheated. But because I can love you on another level, I forgive you. And I cover you. I pardon you. And I accept you back just like you are. I pulled you out because I wanted you. I pulled you out. I was rich in mercy and love for you. So just always remember this moment and always know that if you got out, you did not get out on your own. You got out because I came to where you was and I pulled you out. Look at somebody and tell them, he pulled me out. He pulled me out. And so in closing today, he pulled her out. The Bible said that he gave her the Valley of Achor as an inheritance and as the door of hope. Achor, it represented pain, it represented suffering, it represented her place of trouble. But he gave it to her as a door of hope. In other words, he turned her trouble into a place of hope. He turned her trouble into a place of expectation. She didn't deserve it. She didn't earn it. And a lot of people would say she was not worth it. But love brought her back home. Love took her in and took her home.
Thanks for joining us today. For more podcasts and other ministry resources from Cheryl Brady Ministries, visit our website at cherylbrady.com. Also, join us Sundays at the Potter's House, North Dallas, at 9 and 11:30 a.m. Thank you to all of our partners who make resources like